In terms of them being a different breed, I think that 25 years ago, to homeschool your child was something that was quite unique, quite distinct, quite different. Many people hadn't even heard of it.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
My name is Linda Quirk, and I'm a faculty member at Wilfrid Laurier University, their Brantford campus. And I've done some research on private schools, and I've done a small amount of research interviewing homeschooling parents and just looking at alternatives to the mainstream public school system.
Parents who homeschool, is there any particular educational outcome that they are looking for when they do this? Like, it seems to be a very unpredictable kind of thing to do, homeschooling. What are they looking for? What educational outcome are they looking for?
Well, I would say that they're looking for the same things as other parents. They want their child to be successful and to enjoy learning and to go on to higher education. The continuing on to higher education, that can be a challenge for homeschooling families. As colleges and universities, generally, they're not set up to take in homeschooled applicants. Generally, in Ontario, they want transcripts from high school, and you're admitted to college or university based on your high school courses, the grades that you've received in those high school courses. So students who are being schooled at home, they simply don't have those transcripts. So a lot of families are faced with the dilemma of, once a student reaches about high school age, do they integrate back into the system in order to get credits, or do they try and take some courses, some high school diploma courses through correspondence, or how do they try and match themselves back up with the systems? So that, continuing on to higher education, it can be a more difficult transition back, whereas if a child had never been homeschooled, they have a smoother transition into college or university. But there are some. Wilfrid Laurier University, actually the Brantford campus at Laurier, it is unique. It does have a program. They have a stream that is set up to accept homeschoolers. So, but that tends to be kind of rare. Most universities simply don't know what to do with a student who doesn't have a transcript. They really can't easily accommodate that, because generally they admit students based on this bureaucratic criteria. So homeschooled kids, when they're trying to get into college or university, that may be more of a problem. So in terms of that as an educational outcome, that can be a thornier issue.
I'm thinking of the research done by Dr. Davies, and he has this term which he calls intensive parenting. Do you think it's a fad, or is it something that's actually going to be around now? Is it this new kind of awareness, or is it really a culture shift?
I wouldn't say that it's a fad. A fad would be something that would kind of be more of a flash in the pan. This seems to have been more of a slow shift over the last number of decades, where parents are spending more time with their children, time series data, time diary data. We know this from the United States. Parents are spending more time, even though there have been demographic changes, more single-parent families, parents who are together in the home but who both work full-time outside of the home. Even among those changes, parents are spending more time in the late 1990s than they did in, let's say, the mid-1960s, teaching and playing with children. So parents simply investing time in children, that has been a shift over the last number of decades. So I wouldn't characterize it as a fad, and that's something that's just happening in the last couple of years. Also, too, in terms of child-rearing, there has been this shift towards this intensification of parenting, and homeschooling is, it would fit with that, in that it is this enormous investment of time that a parent is investing into their child, and it is a very individualized, very personalized approach to education. Also, to homeschooling parents, they also talk about how it does seem to bring the family closer, and they have this closeness in the family, so it may not only be for educational reasons or for purely pedagogical reasons that parents will embrace this. But in terms of the intensification of parenting, I don't think that it's something that will revert back very, very quickly to the way things were a number of decades ago. It does seem to be a continuing shift, a continuing cultural shift.
I was wondering, is there really a difference in the kids? Is there really a difference in the person? Or is it too early to tell? Like, are homeschoolers a different breed, really?
There are claims of homeschoolers being elite families, that they have more money, but that research shows doesn't seem to be the case. It doesn't seem to be something that just the elite is engaging in. Parents who homeschool do tend to have more education on average, but their incomes tend to be slightly lower, and that may be because one parent is home with the children. In terms of them being a different breed, I think that 25 years ago, to homeschool your child was something that was quite unique, quite distinct, quite different. Many people hadn't even heard of it. And so to embrace homeschooling in that era really was something very, very unconventional. Mm-hmm. Now it's become something that you can try easily. Universities are starting to catch on and trying to accommodate homeschoolers. People who would embrace homeschooling would not be seen as unusual or unconventional as they would have been years ago. So really the stigma of being a homeschooling family is much less today than years ago. So people who do choose to homeschool, more and more families are choosing to homeschool. These people may be drawn more and more from the mainstream. So really, and it's very difficult to know, it's very difficult to do research on homeschooling families because they're so very small in number. Mm-hmm. And to get a large proportion of homeschooled families or a good sample of homeschooling families, it's sometimes very difficult to find them all in one spot. We really can't say at this point whether homeschooling families are a different breed. I would venture to say that would be less and less likely as time goes by, because it has become more of a mainstream activity. Even though few people are doing it, it is considered to be more normal than 25 or 30 years ago, when parents would have had to overcome hurdles from school boards and especially in the U.S., legally, in order to do it. It wasn't even considered legal in many jurisdictions. The issue about homeschooling, which really came out in my research on private schooling and some homeschooling, is that people may homeschool, but people who homeschool for many, many years, they find it to be quite positive and a successful venture. You may hear from these families, but you don't often hear from families who tried homeschooling for a year and it did not work.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids may find themselves put back into the public school system or the private school system, or they may move from school to school in search of a school that does suit them or that fits with them or that would meet their needs. So it's difficult to know in terms of the families who have embraced homeschooling and have found it to be a very positive experience.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
Homeschooling is sometimes seen as, you know, if everyone takes off, maybe this is going to really hurt the public system, and it's seen as almost as a threat to public Mm-hmm. Education. Can you comment on that?
Well, I think that those fears are generally unfounded. The enormous amount of effort and work that it takes to homeschool and to take your child out of school, I think very few families are even willing to do that. So the idea of there being even a noticeable exodus, let alone a mass exodus out of the public system, simply it isn't even on the horizon in the near future. Also, too, what we found, I found this with my research on private school parents as well, because they have exited the public school system, they may not reject it wholeheartedly. They may have very specific complaints, or they would say, well, you know, if only this would change, if only the class sizes were smaller, I would put my child back into the public school system. So it parents who choose to homeschool or who choose private school for their children, they may not be rejecting the public system outright. Mm-hmm. They may simply be feeling that, well, the public system is great, but for my child, we need to work on this year, so we really need to take this strategy. And also, too, as I mentioned, homeschooling does not work for all families, and some families do give up after a year or so and put the child back into the system. So it's very difficult to know how many families leave the system and stay away. And really, it's not a very likely scenario that it would have very much impact on the public system, because it's only a couple of percent mm-hmm. of Canadians who homeschool. Even the proportion of Canadians who choose private schooling, it's around 5% across Canada, so there should be no cause for alarm. The public school system, there are not mass numbers or not a large proportion of families that are leaving the system by any means, no.
Is there a lesson to be learned from homeschooling for public school?
I think that what homeschooling families, and this is also based on American research, homeschooling families specifically choose homeschooling because it is a much more tailored, individualized approach, and they say that public schools is a mass system, and homeschooling is much more individualized. So it's very difficult to try and envision how public schools could try and emulate what happens in the home, that teaching and learning between parents and children in a less structured environment, such as the home, depending on how structured the learning environment of the home would be.
I know homeschoolers really are very resourceful as far as using community resources and getting out there in the community, something like that. And maybe homeschoolers could somehow work with schools as well, you know, partnership or something that they could, some exchange that could go on. I don't know if there's been anything that you might have come across in your research. Is there anything?
Yeah, it's again, it's from the perspective of the public school system, because it's such a small number of people. It's very difficult to picture. Well, how would the public school system respond to families who homeschool? But I know that on a small scale level, there are children who come in the morning to school and then are homeschooled in the afternoon, and so there is that working together where schools and families share that educational responsibility together. And so there may be those kinds of solutions. But generally, for parents who homeschool, many of them like the freedom to be able to go about their day without having to conform to the schedule of the school as well. So it is difficult when the public system is more of a bureaucratic, large system to try and mesh that with homeschooling, which is so much more individualized and tailored to each family. It's definitely a difficult challenge that schools would face.
Mm-hmm. One last question, and it concerns citizenship. And I know there's a whole move in schools even to educate kids around what does it mean to be a citizen. And
I think that Bruce Rai really he really answers the question well, in that what he draws attention to is that, and what many homeschool parents will draw attention to, is the fact that it may not be homeschooling that may contribute to children growing up and having a poor sense of citizenship. It may be parenting. That is it really reasonable to expect schools to turn every child that comes through their doors into good, responsible citizens? And are they doing that even if homeschooling didn't exist, are schools succeeding at that task? And so to take a child out of the public school system, are they really going to be suffering in terms of being socialized? And as one homeschooling mother explained to me, she said that that is the number one thing that people will say to her as a homeschooling mother, is that, aren't you worried that they're not going to be socialized very well and that they're going to be lacking in social skills by not being in school? And she said, well, if they go to school, every day they sit by Susie, and they're in a classroom, and everybody is the same age, and they do the same thing every day. They line up, they sit down. She said, is that really teaching them to have the social skills that they need? And isn't it better for a child to be exposed to people from different walks of life and different age groups, rather than keeping them with the same cohort and sitting next to the same person every day for 10 months? It really is a question of, first of all, are schools doing the best job of socializing children anyway? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, well, if parents, and certainly parents do socialize their children as well. Children are with their parents evenings, weekends, summers. Their parents are their primary caregivers. And so to place so much onus on the role of schools in socialization may or may not be accurate. The parents do, they are a very strong factor in mitigating that as well. Homeschooling doesn't necessarily mean that a child will be antisocial, or that a child won't have good social skills or won't be able to cope as they become adults. That there are many, many children who go through the public system who come out as adults and who do not cope well. So it's simply, we can't isolate it down to homeschooling as the thing that can make or break it.
Right.
For a child, absolutely.
Interrupting all programs. This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. An urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm. This is a Radio Clash tearing up the Seven Veils. This is Radio Clash, please save us. The mushroom cloud. This is Radio Clash. Don't need that emotion. Wow.
My humanity.
station. This is Radio Class. Can we get that world to listen? This is Radio Class using oral ammunition. This is Radio Class. Can we get that world to listen? This is Radio Class on pirate satellites. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is Radio Class on pirate satellites. This is Radio Class.
Listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
My name is Colleen Harvey. A student at Wilfrid Laurier University. Last semester, I was in the Contemporary Studies program on a probationary period because I was homeschooled through high school. They wanted to make sure that I was up to par with my grades like everyone else was. Next semester, I hope to be taking business. The program is called Organizational Leadership, and it's more focused on human resources. I started homeschooling halfway through grade 7, and when Mom pulled us out, I was at a grade 4 math level. Mm-hmm. And so she took us right back to the basics, and I graduated from grade 12 with a 97 in calculus. So that... gives, at least to me, some sort of evidence that homeschooling is certainly right for me, anyway.
You talked about being on probation. Did you have a certificate?
I didn't. Okay. We were pretty much just using a hodgepodge of curriculum.
Right, so, I mean, you did follow some kind of structure.
Yeah, and Mom had a lot of old textbooks that she had just kept from high school. My middle sister, Karen, and I were a lot more independent in our study. We would choose what we were going to focus on for that day or whatever, and then kind of run it by Mom. And if she thought we were doing too little or too much, then she'd let us know. And then we'd pretty much go off and do it ourselves because we had the basics down. You know, we knew how to read and that sort of thing. So my youngest sister, Jenna, who is the only one that's being homeschooled now, Karen got into Lambton College for September for the business course. So Denna is a lot more, she has a lot more one-on-one with Mom because she's not as strong a student as Karen and myself. So we had homeschool groups that we participated with. So we had the experience of doing, you know, different sort of things that Mom wasn't as strong in. And we also had, Karen and I participated in the All-Ontario Choir, which is a homeschool choir that involves students, homeschool students from all over Ontario, and they get together at the end of April, and they put on a concert, so we would go there. I think it was Mondays we had practice, and we were involved that for a couple of years, and we had little concerts and that sort of thing, and it was four-part harmony.
You mentioned that you were going into business.
Yes. I need to get an undergraduate degree before I can apply to a Canadian university for medical school. Unfortunately, my original plan to just take 1 year at Laurier and then transfer to McMaster and finish in a biology undergraduate degree is not going to happen because they need me to have my transcript from high school and a diploma, as well as my university transcript. So I have to finish my degree at Laurier in business, and then I can apply and hope that I will get in to the medical program at McMaster. And I can't apply to any other medical school in Canada because McMaster is the only one that accepts students who don't have a health science degree.
Why don't you get a health science degree?
Because that means that I have to go to a different university, and there's little chance that I will actually get into another university because I've only finished 1 year. It's complicated. I could transfer to the Waterloo campus of Laurier because I'm at the Brantford campus right now, and I could just change programs and work in biology if they had it at the Brantford campus, but money's kind of tight, and unless I go completely on scholarship, it's going to be it would be difficult.
So, you know, that was the next question, was about the challenges that you might be facing. So that, in a way, is kind of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
One of the downs of being homeschooled because of the lack of
regulation
yeah.
through school. You win some, you lose some, and it certainly is a balance, but I think that it's been so rewarding that the pros outweigh the cons tenfold. I mean, I got into university, and I got to study so many more subjects than I probably would have been unless I did an extracurricular in high school. And I didn't have to put up with all that silly peer pressure that a lot of high school students have to. I think, especially when I talk to a lot of my friends who did go to high school, because I kept friends from my elementary school career through all the way through my high school experience as a homeschool student. And a lot of them were so jealous, because not only did I have stronger study habits, but I also was much closer to my parents, which mm-hmm. a lot of them find that, especially in high school, they start to drift away and they don't understand their parents, whereas I had to work with my parents every single day. And if we didn't understand each other, then that was going to affect our schoolwork. And so we had to work through that. Mm-hmm. I would have gone to McMaster had it been my decision, but McMaster pretty much said, don't even bother applying until you have an undergrad at another university, because you're homeschooled and we don't really trust that. And a lot of the post-secondary institutions are kind of wary of the whole homeschooler experience. But I think because there's such a growing trend in homeschooling, they'll start to see that, you know, maybe even though tradition is good, it's always good to try new things and be innovative. And I know a lot of the students who, as a university student anyway, because I already had that independent study ethic,
mm-hmm.
I was prepared for university so much more than the peers that were coming out of high school. My mom did a talk just before I went away to school for the homeschool group in Sarnia, and she did a lot of research on what schools were, you know, a lot more accepting to
mm-hmm.
homeschool students, and there's so few. Laurentian, I think, was one of the more accepting ones. The University of Ottawa.
U of T?
U of T, no.
What?
That's another one that has been really...
Because they have, like, when I checked their site and I spoke to the woman, they do have it, but not for sciences.
Yes.
They do have it for maybe social, like, humanities
yes.
or...
Yeah. So, it's difficult, for sure. And Queens, don't even bother trying, but it's... They have a pretty abrasive attitude towards homeschool students, and that makes it so much more discouraging for people who want to homeschool their kids through high school, because we were sort of reverse homeschool students, because a lot of the kids that we knew from the homeschool group were starting in kindergarten and going through until grade 8 and then sending themselves back into the public system.
That's right, yeah.
And so we started in grade 7 and homeschooled all the way through high school, and so the resources for that kind of adventure weren't there,
mm-hmm,
really.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was the guinea pig, really,
yeah.
especially in this area. That certainly made things much more of a challenge. But I think that if you're not willing to pioneer for these things, and someone else has to, and it's such a wonderful experience to be one of the first ones to be able to do that and get into university and say, you know, we did this.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.